Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
I didn't know what it was. You know, I just saw him going back to the locker room, and it was kind of shocking. I didn't know what it was when I got back there. Then I saw him at halftime and saw he had ice wrapped on his leg, and then it kind of came out that it was a hamstring. It's kind of a weird deal, I guess.
What's the word here? What's going on here today?
I think everybody's so worried about themselves and fixing what they got to do better. I'm thinking about what I need to do better, you know, instead of worrying about everybody else. I think that's all our mentality right now is take care of yourself and make sure you're doing your job to the best of your ability right now.
I think what's the biggest challenge for an offense of having to sort of readjust on the fly when Jimmy comes in and get everybody used to one another that quickly?
Well, for the individual, I don't think there's any adjustment. I mean, you still got to do your part. Once the play is called, you got to execute that play the best that you can. So individually for me, I didn't have to do anything different, you know. And I think Jimmy did a great job coming in. It was a tough spot to be in. I think Jimmy did great.
Was it hard to not really be able to regroup there at the end of the half where it was kind of quick change all in a row there because of the takeaways? You guys didn't really have a chance to get over the sideline and sort of readjust with Jimmy in?
Well, that's just kind of football, you know, adjusting on the fly. And we got to do better in the red zone. I think we all know that. We all want to score touchdowns. I mean, we're out there fighting as hard as we can, and it just didn't go our way on Sunday.
Hey, you know how this offense is supposed to work at receiver with you and Alshon in there. What did you feel like the difference was without his presence to work off of?
I think we just tried to come up with the best game plan to help us win the game, you know, regardless of whatever that was. And just try to win with the guys that we got. You know, it sucks when you're missing a guy like Alshon because we know what he brings to the table. But we got a lot of guys out there that can make plays, and guys are out there fighting hard.
Anything else?
I'll give you one more real quick. I mean, how different, you know, when you guys can take the field Sunday with your backup quarterback and without Alshon, is it hard to get a sense for what this offense can be when you're playing without guys like that?
It's just kind of the league. You know, you can always say what if. But we got to work with what you got, and you got to get out there and go play right now. And the guys that are out there got to go make plays and try to win that game the best that they can.
Have you had a chance to talk to Jay at all?
Not really. I really haven't seen him that much, just getting in, and I talked to him initially afterwards. Other than that, not too much. You know, it's just so much been going on after the game, just trying to get in and watch the tape, see what went wrong, and try to fix that. Things have been moving a lot recently, but I talked to him initially.